Hey everyone, it's Grace, and welcome back to another episode of Hey LOL. I'm very excited for this episode because it's gonna be me being a narcissist for 30 minutes straight because I'm going to be telling you about the past like 5, 6 years of my life, high school, all that stuff, just like growing up kind of. I get a lot of messages, especially on the Hey LOL podcast Instagram, where you guys are like, "Hey, I'm still in high school," or "I'm going into high school. Like, can you please help with anything? Any advice that I could give?" Which I don't know what compels you to ask me for advice. If I was another human being and I saw myself, I would be like, I'm not gonna ask her for advice. She just doesn't seem like the type of person I would go to for advice. But since you asked, I'm here to provide all that I can. And so yeah, but if you don't know, I'm 19. I'm a freshman in college. I was just about to say sophomore. Jesus. And yeah, I graduated high school in June of 2020. Didn't get a graduation. I wasn't mad about it. I was actually kind of relieved that I didn't have to walk into graduation. That's how much I despised high school. I was just like, the last day of school, I was like, I'm done. I'm never stepping foot in a 5 mile radius of this school ever again. So that just gives you a little idea of how I felt. But yeah, I did not like high school, which is probably not going to be the same for any of you. I don't mean to stress you out or scare you. You guys are going to be so great. I just wasn't great because, okay, let me go back. When did I start? I started high school in 2016. I was 15 years old. And I remember I was so annoying as a 15-year-old, as I imagine all of us were. But I was just walking in. I remember the outfits that I wore. I remember my freshman year so vividly. It's actually kind of scary. But I remember the outfits that I wore. I remember like everything that I did. And I just remember thinking, especially in science class last period, I was like, I'm never gonna change. Like, I know people come out of high school and they're like, "Oh my God, you're such a changed person. You're such a different person. I'm not gonna change. That's not gonna happen to me." And boy, was I wrong. So, giving a little insight into my mental health journey my freshman year of high school. Okay, this is how I like to describe my mental health my freshman year and kind of all throughout high school is my freshman year, it was like a little present with like a cute little bow on top of it. She hadn't really been like opened or like tampered with, kind of the mental health. That was my little mental health present. This is so morbid that I refer to my mental health as a present, but like she hadn't really gone through anything that extreme, you know. I went through some stuff, but like not the stuff that I went through my junior and senior year. Not even comparable. So present, all cute, untouched. And then each year she just got more and more fucked up. Like this present was on fire by the end of high school. She got gasoline poured on her and set on fire and got thrown in a dumpster. So, yeah, my freshman year, I was kind of naive. I knew that my mental health experiences were valid, of course, no matter what you go through mental health-wise, you're always valid. So, yeah, I knew that I was like, you know, I went through some stuff, but it's okay. Like, it's not gonna get any worse. That was kind of, I was like, that's the worst. This is the worst that I can get, right? Like, 15 years old, there's no way I can go through anything else, right? Wrong. Which, like, again, see, this is why I'm so bad at giving advice, because I'm probably just scaring the shit out of y'all. But honestly, this is just my experience, and I'm gonna give you advice throughout. So, stuff that I would have done differently. So, this isn't meant to scare you. This is just me and all the fucked up stuff that I did and everything that I did wrong, which I did everything wrong, if you're wondering. So I'm telling you basically what not to do. This really isn't advice. This is kind of like Grace's not to do list, if you will. So freshman year, I was still struggling with my weight. Still am, but like I was not in a place where I felt comfortable. Which like still not, but like it was worse. It was worse. I was couple pounds heavier than I am right now, which like is totally fine, but I like wasn't mentally or physically healthy for me. So that was going on, and kind of with my anxiety, I've suffered with binge eating disorder. That's kind of been the longest thing that I've suffered with since I was like 10 years old. So I was still going through that. And with that comes like anxiety, a little bit of depression. And that's just something that I dealt with my freshman year. And Yeah, sophomore year is when I lost weight. And that was when the second eating disorder sparked up. And I didn't know I had that eating disorder until like a year ago. But I did. So I lost a lot of weight. I'm not going to give any numbers in a very short amount of time. It seemed insane to me at the time when I stepped on the scale. I was like, whoa, like how? What did I do? It didn't seem real. And so, and then when all my friends saw me, this was like May, April, my sophomore year. All my friends, obviously, we were 16 years old. All my friends were like, oh my gosh, you look so great. You look so skinny. And bing, that just turned a switch in my head. And I was like, I'm gonna keep doing this, which is wrong-o. You should only ever do stuff that you want for your body for you. And I know it's so hard and it's gonna take you a while to get to that place where you're like, okay, I only want to do this for me. And it's gonna suck getting there. I'm not even gonna like sugarcoat it. It's gonna suck. But like once you're there, it's like, oh, so relieving. So that's kind of what I went through my sophomore year, was kind of like hyper focusing on what my body looked like from losing this weight. And I was so hyper focused, like on numbers, which is terrible. So just to give you a little insight into what my sophomore year was like, I probably searched up like weight loss calculators on my phone no less than 100 times a day. I'm like, that's not a fake number. I'm not like being dramatic, like, oh, I literally did it 100 times a day. No, I actually did it 100 times a day. I would do it before I went to bed, and I would literally track how much, what weight I would be at what time, like per month. And if I didn't hit that weight, I would beat myself up so bad, and I would like throw myself into a full depressive spiral. Like, if I didn't meet my goals, which the goals were insane, so unrealistic, and I was putting my body through, my hair was falling out, I had low blood pressure, I was fainting. It wasn't good, and I was only 16. Like, I lost my period for a really long time because I just wasn't getting nutrients. Like, when people talk about eating disorders, especially on TikTok, I feel like they're kind of glamorized, but I'm here to tell you that I felt like if it was windy outside, I would have been pushed over. Like, I didn't have the strength to do anything. I could barely walk upstairs. There was 4 flights of stairs at my school, and my first period class was on the bottom floor, and then I had to go to the fourth floor for history, and I had to take breaks because my body was so exhausted. So, like, not cute. I was also balding because of my lack of nutrients. And it was just so bad. I was in the hospital a lot because I don't know if this happens to everybody. This might be a TMI, but I had really bad, like, urinary tract infections while this was all going. I had a urinary tract infection like once a week. I wish I was lying. Again, I was just like, oh, I'll just take cranberry pills. Like, no, babe, you need to eat. You need to eat. Like, Gatorade isn't gonna cut it. So that was my sophomore year, and oh, how it changed from my little present, my freshman year. And I had my one friend who I'm no longer friends with, but we ended on healthy terms. I love her to death, wish her the best. We just grew apart, and I still had my friend at that time. I think I had like maybe two friends. So my one friend who I saw consistently, and my other friend who I didn't see as much, but we were still really close. And so, but I didn't really have a social life because this completely took over my life. I didn't go to football games, I didn't go to dances, I didn't do anything. And I'm not saying that I would have done that stuff, because not really my vibe, honestly. I honestly don't know what I would have been like, because when I look back at it, my mind just like kind of suppresses that whole like really negative part of my life with my eating disorder. And I'm just like, no, I just hated everyone in my school. Like, I probably would have found people that I liked if my life wasn't consumed by my disorderly eating and my health habits, putting it nicely. But that was my sophomore year. Junior year. I don't remember junior year at all, and that's probably really bad, but it was hard academic wise. Again, wasn't hanging out with people. I might have went to like a couple football games, but I was just focusing on school, focusing on my weight, my body image. But I honestly don't really remember my junior year, which might be bad. That's actually probably really bad. I should talk about that with my therapist. But my senior year, okay, hear me out. The summer between, I don't know what year this was it 2019? Summer 2019. So from like the months of June and July of 2019 were the best months of my life. I'm not even kidding you. I hadn't felt so happy in forever, and it was such a relief. It was such a relief. Like, I was eating normally, I was going out with people, I was hanging out with my friends all the time. I wasn't tied down by anything, and I wasn't on medication at this point. I wasn't seeing a psychiatrist, I wasn't seeing a therapist. Like, this was kind of all before, and we'll get into that. But those 2 months were the closest thing to like joy and happiness that I've ever felt. And I'm really hoping I can get back to that place because I just remember feeling so good. And so, August of 2019 is when everything went down the drain because I made the stupid decision of hopping on the scale at the end of a really good 2 months. And because I was depriving my body of nutrients, and for those 2 months, I was just eating intuitively, eating when I was hungry, being a normal human. I gained weight because my body was at maintenance, you know, it was doing what it needed to do. And I gained some weight, and I'm a big numbers person to this day. I don't like stepping on scales. I don't like looking at calories. I hate numbers when it comes to my body. I don't like it. So when I saw that, it crushed me. And mind you, if we're gonna put it in the numbers, I gained 3 pounds. 3 pounds. And that was enough to send me into such a spiral that I put myself in the hospital. I literally, so when I went to the hospital, I was at my poor friend. Such a sweetheart. I love her to death. We were at a coffee shop. My senior year had just started, like just started. Like I'm talking like first, second day. So we were like, let's go to a coffee shop and do some homework. And I was so excited, blah blah blah. And in that day I had only had consumed liquids, and those liquids were all caffeinated beverages. So I had about 5 caffeinated beverages going on my 6 at the coffee shop, and all of a sudden, this was my first bad panic attack that I've ever had in my entire life. Like I've had like anxiety attacks, but this was a panic attack. And so I was there, we were working on it, and all of a sudden, I started to feel like, this is just how I can describe it. I felt like someone was choking me out. Like I literally couldn't breathe. And so I was like, that's so weird. Like, am I okay? So I was like, I told my friend, I was just, there was a little like water dispenser thing, pre-COVID water dispenser, who would have thought? So I was like, I'm just gonna go get a little cup of water. And she was like, okay. And so when I was walking there, my knees like buckled for a second and I felt like I was gonna pass out, which I have done in the past. And I was like, whoa, but I caught myself. And I was like, what? So I get the cup of water, I go back, I'm a little shaken up from my knees just buckling. And so I was so nervous that I was gonna, like, I don't know, die from not eating or like pass out or something, that I pretended my mom texted me. And I was like, we have to go. Like, I have to go home. Like, my mom just texted me and I need to be home right now. And so my friend was like, okay, let me just finish it up. Finish up this thing, like taking her time, you know, like normal human things. And I was like, no, we have to go like right now. And she was like, okay. So we had to run back to the parking garage and I was driving. So this is where it gets bad. So we were running back to the parking garage and I could still feel my body kind of in panic mode, or getting there at least. And so I was trying not to worry her though. So I got in the car. We drove out, paid the little thing, and like I was probably like 5 minutes out of the parking garage, And I was shaking so bad, and I was like, I'm driving a vehicle. Like, I don't want to pass out and literally possibly go to jail for vehicular manslaughter. Because I was gonna go down. I could feel it. So I pulled over at the gas station, and I was shaking, and I was like, and she was like, what's the matter? And I was like, I just feel like really shaky. Like, can you drive? Like, I'm so, so, so sorry. Because for me, when I'm having panic attacks, the last thing I want to be is a burden to people. So I usually just keep it to myself and I don't tell anyone, but I had to tell her because I was literally operating a vehicle. And she was like, no, absolutely. Being the sweetest, most understanding, compassionate person. There was a Chick-fil-A, and she was like, do you want food? Do you want to get some food? And when I'm really nervous, like, I get nauseous. So I was like, no, like, I just need to get home. But the problem is that we had to take her back to her house, and then I had to drive home. So I was just like, so when we pulled into her house, she was like, are you going to be able to drive home? Again, best human being, so sweet. And I was like, yeah, I'll be fine. And she was like, no, like, call your mom. And I was like, God damn it. You're so compassionate. Like, when I have a panic attack, I don't want anyone to know that I'm having a panic attack. For some reason, it's just something that I like to keep to myself, which is so embarrassing. But, so I called my mom, and I was like, Mom, she was like, what? And I was like, it's happening. Like, my mom knows. And she was like, oh, fuck. She was like, you need to calm down. And I was like, girl, I can't. I'm literally jittering. Like, I feel like I'm on crack. And so, my sweet, sweet friend, I'm gonna hype her up this whole time because she truly, truly is so sweet. She was like, I'll just drive your car. I'll drive you and the car back to your house. And then your mom will drive me back to my house. This whole ordeal just for me having a panic attack, not eating, and only consuming caffeine. And I was like, okay. And I was apologizing the whole way there. I was like, you probably think I'm such a weird bitch. And she was like, no, like, again, best human being. And so I get home, I run inside, and my mom was like, all right, I'm going to take her home. Just chill out on the couch. And my home has kind of always been my safety zone. So I'm not inclined to have a huge panic attack if I'm at home. I have had like minor panic attacks at home. Obviously they can happen anywhere, but if I'm like comfortable, I'm pretty good at like breathing through it, realizing, okay, this is you having a panic attack. You're gonna get through it. 30 minutes max, you're gonna be good. But for some reason, probably the caffeine, I could just not talk myself down off of this ledge. I could not do it. And it was really helping. I was sitting next to my dad on the couch, and my heart was beating out of my chest. And I was like, no, I literally feel like I'm going to die, Dad. Like, my heart, like, I feel like my heart's going to explode. And do you know what he says? Do you know what he says to me? Everybody's got to die at some point. I was like, bitch. Bro, you are not helping right now. That is the worst thing to say. I mean, out of all things to say, he says that. And I was like, fuck. So, basically, my mom wasn't home yet, and I was like, Dad, I need to go to the ER. And he was like, are you serious? And I was like, dude, I'm not kidding. So my mom wasn't home at this point, and my dad was like, all right, get in the car. So we went out to the car, and me and my dad have a relationship, kind of, but me and my mom are much closer, and she's dealt with this stuff and me and mental health my whole life. So I was like, he doesn't know what's going on right now. So we were halfway there. My mom met us at a gas station and we did the little kid swap. And so I went to the ER with my mom and my dad went home. And so basically we stayed at the ER until like 2 a.m. They uncovered a UTI, surprise. And the fact that I hadn't been eating and I had severe anxiety and depression at this point. And so that was when I went to the psych ward. Y'all hear me talk about my experiences at the psych ward a lot, or just like, oh, I've been to the psych ward, like a little jokey joke. But yeah, and I've been accused about lying before, as I've mentioned about two podcasts, but I'm never gonna let it go, ever. I'm never gonna let that go, because that's just really shocking. but I have been accused of lying about going to the psych ward. But I was in the psych ward, not inpatient. I was inpatient for a while, so that means constantly at the psych ward, like basically you're hospitalized. But I forget how long I was inpatient for. Maybe 4 weeks, maybe three. It wasn't that long. It wasn't terrible. But I was still in and out of the psych ward seeing people there for another 2 months. So I say 3 months because I was not doing schoolwork at this time. So I was not speaking to anybody. Nobody knew what was going on. I literally had no communication with anybody outside of my home. And so that, I imagine, was weird for my friends because I had been fine in June and July. Remember? Best months ever. And so they're like, is Grace okay? They were texting me and I just was not responding. Obviously, psych ward, very, very extreme thing to go through. And I just was just out of commission. 3 months. And I, at the end of that 3 months, no more psych ward, therapist, psychiatrist, at home now, for the most part, picking up on school. And that's, I saw my best friend, Sarah. She's the first person I saw. And I remember that. She came over, I think, to watch Harry Styles on SNL. Yeah, I think. Right? Was it when Watermelon Sugar came out? I forget. But she came over. And yeah, so that was kind of my senior year, the first couple months of my senior year, super fun. And then the last months were like kind of a blur. So I don't really remember those, which is kind of bad because it wasn't that long ago. Oh, obviously, Corona. Yeah, that happened in March. So August, September, October, November. I was picking up schoolwork again in December, working my way back in. And then in March, boom, that happened. So that's why I don't really remember it. And yeah, so I'm still dealing with all of those things. Obviously, it was a very short time ago. But yeah, that was kind of my high school experience. So if I could give you any advice at all, it would be to, if you feel like you need help at all about anything, literally anything, it doesn't even have to be closely similar to my situation, ask for help. I know, and my high school counselor sucked. Because the first thing that my counselor said to me when I saw her after being in the psych ward is, you look so much happier. And I was like, girl. That makes me laugh so hard for no reason. But if you feel like you need help, I would hope, I don't know everybody's experiences, if you have at least one person that you feel comfortable around. It can be literally anyone. It can be your grandma, your aunt, your cousin, your sister, your brother, your mom, your dad, the mailman, I don't know. Just anybody that you have that close relationship with and you feel like you can share stuff with them. And if you can't share it with them, write it down. Anything to kind of get it out of your brain, I think is positive. And it might sound really, really stupid. And you're like, Grace, getting it out of my head won't help. Yes, it will. Trust me. Because then you're more inclined to find people that have had a similar experience. You know, and my outlet, not even gonna lie, it is TikTok half the time. I tell you guys more stuff than I tell a lot of people. So whatever your outlet may be, never let anyone make you feel invalidated for it. And if you're just now asking for help in high school and college, in your mid-20s, late-20s, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The time frame does not matter, I promise. The time frame doesn't really matter for anything. That's another thing that I want to get into. But yeah. So writing it down, talking to people, but also finding outlets and stuff that you truly love. It can be the most obscure thing. I was baking for a little bit. Now I'm really into astrology. I was into movies for a little bit. I love coloring. Yours can be walking outside. I love a walk. I love taking my dogs. It can be you can like bird watching. It literally doesn't matter. Something that you can find that you feel 100% happy doing. And if you do it a few times a week, you will feel a lot better. And it's not going to take your depression away. It's not going to take your anxiety away, obviously. But it will just help you have that time, because everyone deserves that. And that's the thing that so many people have told me, is I like to distract myself with work. I'm a little bit of a workaholic. And so people are like, Grace, you literally can't do that to yourself. You're going to run yourself into the ground. So many people have told me that. So I do, even though I don't like it, I try to take time out of my week to just do nothing. Do nothing. Never let, when people, especially like family members, are like, oh, what are you doing right now? If you want to say nothing, be like, nothing, bitch. What the fuck are you doing? Aunt Sue. You on your third husband? The fuck? Doing nothing is so beautiful. And can be so beneficial for your mind. Like, those 3 months that I was out of commission, did it suck that I was in the psych ward? Yes. But if my mind was being healed, and I needed that. And my mom, she had like a full breakdown over, she was like crying. She was like, you needed this. I know you needed this. And I was like, girl, I did. Honestly, I needed time to just sleep and eat and be with my parents and, well, my mom. And just like those 3 months, did they suck? Kind of, yeah, because I had to learn a lot of things pretty quick, like, hey, you have to eat. But I also got to do a lot of fun things that I really loved. Like, I remember this memory sticks out in I have a lot of memories that just, like, stick out, like, sore thumbs in my brain. But this one's a pleasant one. So the psych hospital that I had just gotten out of after like 3-4 weeks, but I would go down for the next 2 months. There's this little like conservatory where there's a bunch of flowers. And so we were done with our appointment one day, and my mom was like, do you want to go to the conservatory? Like, we used to go here all the time when you were little. And I was like, sure. And that's something that I would have. That was the first time I said like yes to something, like, hey, I actually want to do something. That was the first time in like, since I started to spiral. So I think my mom was really excited, and I had the best time. It wasn't crowded. Me and my mom just walked around, looked at flowers. We got some food after. It was my first time eating in a restaurant in a very long time, what it felt like. And I had a great meal and I had a great time. And that, it was like, it sounds like a really small thing, but it really, that like day changed my life. It really did. And I know that sounds really stupid, kind of, but it just is a great memory in my brain that I have with my mom. And again, I will say this until I die. I know I make a lot of funny TikToks about my mom and stuff that she does that makes me mad, but I love her. I literally wouldn't be alive without her. No joke. She is my person. And the only thing that I can hope for all of you is that you also have that person, or you find that person. If you don't have that person right now, you will find them. Manifest them, baby. Yep, really into manifestation right now. And astrology. Love that. I'm literally manifesting. You guys, don't worry. I'm literally going to manifest a good summer for us. I'm manifesting a good summer for everyone. Because I was just thinking about it. And I was like, I really need a good summer. I really need that. I needed another summer 2019. But I don't want to spiral at the end. So I'm manifesting that for us. I'm also manifesting meeting Timothy Chalamet. You know, potato, potato, whatever. I'm also really into astrology. I love astrology so much. And matcha. Matcha and astrology are my two little things that I'm obsessed with right now. I have this book. Oh my god, should I grab it for us right now? Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm mobile. One second, I'm grabbing my matcha book. I'm sorry if you can hear me fee-fi-fo-fumming in my room. But they have all these great recipes. I'm going to tell you the author and everything, so maybe we can have matching matcha books. Oh my god, matching matcha books! You guys, I'm not telling you, I'm not forcing you to get this book, but I really think you should, so we can be matching. My mom got it for me for Christmas. My mom is a great, great gift giver. She's a Sagittarius, which is why I think I have a major soft spot for all Sagittariuses, because I've seen so many posts and just like things about how Sagittariuses and Cancers are supposed to hate each other, but me and my mom get along so well. So, Sagittariuses, I love you, don't worry. It's called, oh my god, I'm gonna butcher that poor girl's last name. It's just called Matcha by Jessica Flint and Anna Cavaluinas. I'm probably saying that wrong, I'm so sorry, Miss Anna. I don't know where she got it. I'm going to Google it for you guys just to make it so much easier. I'm going to find you all the available places where this book is at. And if you're not into matcha, I know a lot of people hate it. I'm sorry. But I'm obsessed with it. Let me Google. Here we go. It is at Target. It is on Amazon. Let me click on the Amazon thing for you guys. It is currently on sale from $25. It's $22.26 if you have Amazon Prime, if you're wondering. And there's a 2-day delivery if you're a Prime member. Mr. Bezos, I do not like you, but I love you. I love what you do for me with my impulsive buys. So, getting into the book. It combines my love of matcha with my love of baking. And I'm not of age yet, but there are some alcoholic beverages for my plus 21 girlies. And it just tells you where matcha comes from. And in the back of the book, they have their favorite matcha recommendation places. Let me look. They have places. Oh, look at these girlies. They're so cute. I wish you were here reading this with me right now. Matcha Thai iced tea. Like, how good does that sound? They give you... Oh my gosh, this looks so good. They give you their... my favorite matcha place that I've experienced has been Cha Cha Matcha. I know they have them in LA and New York. They might have one in Miami. I could be wrong. But if you're ever in those cities, I do highly recommend Cha Cha Matcha. But there's also some places that I haven't tried. And I want to do like... Should I do like a matcha travel guide? Should I become a food influencer? Should I become a travel influencer, you guys? But yeah, let me get to the recipes. Oh my gosh, I'm multitasking right now, holding my mic and the book. Jeez, I'm not built for this. Oh my god, no-bake matcha energy bars. Matcha Japanese milk bread, don't know what that is, looks scrumptious. Matcha black sesame banana bread. Matcha granola, you guys. I'm about to start a cooking show. Does anyone know who Claire Saffitz is? I want her book. She was from Bon Appetit, but now I'm pretty sure she just does her own YouTube channel. And she has a cookbook or a baking book or something, and I really want it. And Sola, who was also with BA, but now she's with Baking with Babish. Love her. So good. If you don't watch them, I highly see. I'm convinced that Claire is my mom. She's a Virgo queen. I knew she was a Virgo. But yeah, this is just a great book if you're into matcha, and I really want us to be matching. And I'm going to make matcha brownies. I really am, because there's a recipe in my book, and I just saw a video on my For You page today. So I'm really, really going to make matcha brownies, and maybe I'll make a TikTok about it. I don't know. Should I make a TikTok about it? Because I feel like when I'm go off brand, if you don't know, I have 2 TikTok accounts, dank_grace, which most of you probably know. Then I have a little spam account, which I'm honestly more myself. It's called Danker Grace. So it's DANKER_grace. And that's where I do all of my simping for Chris Evans and Harry Styles and Robert Pattinson, Timothy Chalamet, but you get the point. And so yeah, if you want to follow me on there, maybe I'll do a matcha video on there. I feel like when I kind of go off the comedy route on Dank Grace, people are like, we don't like this. We only like it when you're funny. But honestly, can I just make my matcha brownies in peace? God. But yeah, getting into astrology, I also got an astrology book for Christmas from my mom. And she left a little note in it, and I wanted to cry. But it's personalized to my birth chart, which just is my favorite thing ever. And it says my name on it. And I'm a really big sucker for things that say my name on it. Like, you know those gas station little plaques that you can get? With, like, they have everybody's name on it. Well, not everybody's name, but my name's Grace. Super basic. Really easy to find. I would literally buy anything that said my name on it. So, like, I have about 5 million mini... like license plates I got a Dylan's candy bar with my name on it once. What else? Oh, I'm pretty sure I had like, oh, I had so many keychains. I think I got a yo-yo once. Love to yo-yo. If you have ADHD and you're looking for like a fidget thing, I like to yo-yo. But back to the astrology book. I love it. I want to tell you where it's from. Let me Google it. I'm really giving you a gift guide right now. But it came with a candle. And let me explain it to you. So you put in like whatever your birthday is. My birthday is July 1st, and they give you a personalized scent to the day that you were born. So I have my candle right over there. It's a soy candle. And it smells amazing. It's so good. And I got the little book. So if you're looking for a little present for your friend or your partner or whoever, and they're into astrology, that was my favorite gift I've ever probably received. And I'm gonna tell you where it's from. Okay, so if you Google birthday candles, it's like literally the first one that comes up. It's www.birthdate.co, and that's where my mom got the candle and the book. And I highly recommend it because it's so cute and another thing we can be matching. But yeah, everyone always asks me for their opinions on different astrology things. I'm honestly not super knowledgeable. I have some mutuals that are really knowledgeable. This girl that she's so sweet. I'm pretty sure her name's Indigo. She could just go by Indy. I'm not 100% sure. She's so sweet. She literally put together this whole, it was like a 30-minute video explaining my birth chart. It might have been more than that. And I watched the whole thing. She's so knowledgeable. So if you ever want me to do like a full astrology podcast episode, maybe have her on it if she's up for it, just let me know and I will absolutely do that because I really love astrology and I'm trying to educate myself more on it. I feel like I know more than your average bean, but I don't know as much as I could. So, but if you want me to do that, just let me know. And I'm honestly, so finding those things that I liked, such as astrology, baking, matcha, super obscure. The matcha, slightly less obscure, I mean, slightly more obscure than the astrology and the baking. But whatever makes you happy. And if they're hyperfixations like me, I hyperfixate on things for like 2 weeks and then I drop it. So I'll probably have new things that I love by the next episode. But finding things that you genuinely love is very important. And taking time out for yourself, very important. So my advice for high schoolers is don't put too much pressure on yourself, which I know sounds insane because you're like, bitch, I need to do good in life. I need to go to college. But the if you don't know what you want to do, don't rush it. But I feel like, especially in like, I don't know if this is like American culture, but I feel like we're supposed to know what we want to do by the age of 18. Bitch, that is so unrealistic. Like, so unrealistic. Our brains aren't even fully developed. Like, how are we supposed to know what we want to do for the rest of our lives? So if you want to take some time, if you want to take a fun little gap year to figure everything out, if you want to get a cute little job at a Target, or if you want to be a barista for a year and then go to school or then figure out what you want to do, then do it. Don't rush. I promise you, of all the time in the world, your early 20s, that's all your time, babe. All your time. And I honestly don't know what I want to do. Do I want to switch my major? Do I want to drop out? Do I want to go to another school? I don't know. I don't know. Who knows? All I know is that if I don't move to New York City soon, I will have another mental breakdown. So I hope manifesting Corona, manifesting everyone to get their vaccination. So excited for that. So excited for life to come back. So ending this podcast, my message for everyone, not just high schoolers, is to not put so much pressure on yourself to the point where you snap, crackle, pop, and end up in a psych ward. Like me. I love you all so much. And because this was so heavily focused on mental health, I just want to let you know that if you
ever, if you have no one to talk to, please, my DMs are so open. So open. I want to be that person for you if you feel like you have no one. I swear, all my friends know this. I'm a great secret keeper. I am like a vault. I'm a crypt keeper for everybody's secrets. So if you ever need to talk, I'm always here for you guys. I really love you all so much. I'm so proud of everyone just for getting through everything. No matter what you're going through, I love you guys, and I feel like you're my besties. Well, you are my besties, but I'm proud of you, and I feel like a lot of people don't hear that a lot. So, nobody else's opinion matters because Dank Race is proud of you. Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Take that, Mom and Dad. Dank Race is proud of me. But yeah, thank you so much for listening to Hey LOL again, putting up with me for another 40 minutes. You can follow me on TikTok at @dank_grace and at @danker_grace, Instagram at @gracexowen and at @heylolpodcast. And yeah, I will see you guys back here for another episode of Hey LOL next week.